Oké, dit is deel 2 van de NWP Water Talks op 13 april. Welcome back. You're listening to NWP's... Dat ga ik even anders doen. Welcome back. You're listening to NWP's Water Talks on New Business Radio. Today, we're talking about the digitalization of the water sector. Joining me here in the studio is Nadine Slootjes, Department Manager, Operational Water Management and Early Warnings at Deltares. Nadine, what would you say? Why is the digitalization important for the water sector?
Well, that's a great question. Turn around a bit. The question is not why it is important for the water sector. I mean, it is important that we can, of course, benefit from it. But I also think that we cannot avoid it. I mean, digitalization is all around us. We are almost living in an artificial intelligence ecosystem.
Yeah.
From transportation to communication. So it by definition, it will also become a part of the water sector. And I think that is a great opportunity for us to use all these new techniques to... looking at my domain, flood forecasting to save lives and send out earlier warnings. And so in that sense, I think that is a great...
And how can digitalization advantage. Help in that process?
Maybe it's also good to explain what kind of organization
sure.
Deltares is. And then I come back to your question.
Sure.
Because what I mentioned, digitalization for us, it's not new. And what we typically do at Deltares is that we pick up concepts and we apply them and put them into practice. And we develop proof of concepts. And once the concepts are proven, we put those knowledge into our software.
Yeah.
In order to share our knowledge. And looking at the domain of flood forecasting, 20 years ago, we designed our first flood forecasting systems together with the forecasting agencies in the United Kingdom. And after that, many other forecasting agencies we helped, and we further developed this whole forecasting capabilities, the systems. And in the end, many other organizations could make use of all the knowledge that we developed and we put in our software.
Mm-hmm.
And that is about not just the software by itself. It is also about the use of the data, the interpretation of the data, issuing warnings, the way you communicate data, what should you do with uncertainties. And... actually, that is what we do and how it has helped the flood forecasting domain to the next level, so to say.
Okay. And coming back to the earlier question, how do you... Well, maybe let's look to the future. How do you see the future of the digitalization of the water sector?
I think one of the things that I see is happening is that more and more we move towards a data-driven modeling. Also for hydrological forecasting, we see now Google developed a data-driven hydrological forecasting system in India, which in a sense is, I think, a good way forward. However, for me, it is also important that you always keep in mind that you have knowledge of the water system itself. So not just only rely on the data and on the results, and computer says no, that you say no, but you keep on thinking that you always start from the system knowledge and mm-hmm. you combine that and you take the benefits from also the data-driven modeling. Also because the ethics behind the data-driven modeling is something that we are now starting the discussion. When you have access to data, to software, but if you use those data, people have already made some decisions mm-hmm. In that relation, and you don't know what the decisions are, but they maybe can, if you maybe make a connection to the previous podcast about social inclusiveness, that you then train the model in regions with a lot of data, often the richer areas with a lot of data, and then you use it in other countries, more developing countries with less data. Also, they have other issues with temporary housings, for example. And there was a paper published recently from one of my colleagues, and I identified that within the disaster risk reduction, that indeed it showed that the impact of a flood for these temporary housing, they were just not included, which means that actually in that sense, digitalization leads to social exclusiveness. And that is something that at least we have to keep in mind. And I think that is questions that are now coming up. I mean, with artificial intelligence techniques used for facial recognition, a lot of discussions are ongoing. But I think also in the water sector, this is very relevant, especially because I believe that water should be accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
And everyone should benefit from it.
What kind of conversations do we need to have between the different stakeholders here in this podcast, for example? You represent the corporate side of this. Jeroen is here representing ACFO, and then we have the European Commission. Are there any questions already here right now you want to ask these other people here in the podcast, for example? Or vice versa? Do you recognize things Nadine is saying, and do you have questions about that?
Well, maybe I have a question also to Panagiotis about these ethical questions related to data-driven modeling. Is there something that is being discussed also within the EU?
I think this, Nadine, this is also an important consideration. The ethical also dimension in this digital in the digital era we are here, perhaps to inform you also that in the context also of different activities that the Commission is promoting, for instance in the context also of artificial intelligence. The Commission also, through a high-level also expert group, also try also to address these issues. You know, how about trust? How about and provide also some ethical, principles and guidelines. And there are of course some key, I would say, guidance which have been also proposed in these reports. Actually, this report is available at the web, at the Commission also website. This principle of ethical principle that we have also to respect for human autonomy, prevention of harm, fairness. So this is are also have been also identified. Another also attention, and the report also gave also particular attention to the issue also involving also more vulnerable groups, also perhaps the children, persons with disabilities. So these are very important, and the knowledge, I would say that although digitalization, artificial intelligence in particular also will bring also substantial benefits also to the individual and society. We have also to look also to this. There would be also some negative impacts, and so we have also to identify also particular also measures, and so that that we have also to ensure that these developments are incorporate the key requirements, for instance, from trustworthy sort of things. I think this is, as you said, this is very important, and this is particularly important, I would say, in this digitalization discussion in the water, because one of the benefits of digitalization in the water is also to help also citizens, consumers, also to see better, how they can also interact, how they can reduce also their water consumption. So that's why these ethical issues are very important.
Do you agree, Nadine?
Yeah, I fully agree. Yeah. So I think I'm happy to hear that it is being also recognized within the EU that this is an important topic. Yeah.
Because what could they get moving what you can from the corporate side of the spectrum? What can the European Commission get going in this broader spectrum?
You mean related to these specific ethics or in digitalization in the water sector in general?
The latter, yes.
Well, I think a really good connection with the users of the water. I think that is very, very important, and that is at least what we always try to do, is that we work closely together with the person who in the end will use the data or the digitalization or the system in order to really make impact. And that is something that I think also a challenge from my EU perspective, because you are a centralized organization, and then you have to, how do you really connect to the farmer, let's say,
the end user.
So that is something that I always think is important, and I would like to point that out also, that it is an important part of making impact.
We're talking
And to add to this, and I think the EU has a great role to play, and it does very successfully, for example, with all the pieces of legislation around data. I mean, the General Data Protection Regulation that was adopted by the EU is a model for many African countries to follow. And here there is enormous work, amount of work to support these countries that often don't have the capacity to come up with their own regulatory framework.
If I may also add there, and certainly agree, I think this communication, the involvement with the stakeholders, also the research policy, we now promote also a research project where citizens are clearly also involved. And there we also have what we call an open data policy also for research. Would like all publications, data to be also open and available, because at the end, this is publicly funded.
Yeah, there's more to talk about, but for now we're going to take a quick break. More Water Talks on New Business Radio coming up.